This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and this week we are chatting with Eve Walkhouse, Deputy Director, and Rachel Moses, Director of Marketing of one of my favorite places of all time, the Pearlstone Center. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am so excited to have you guys in studio. I was lucky enough to go to this wonderful place that I want to tell you about. It sits on the top of 795, and it's just kind of the gem, I want to call it, of Reisterstown.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's the gem of Reisterstown that I don't think everybody knows about and people should know about you. The reason I personally feel like people should know about Pearlstone is that it's a very special place. When I stepped onto the campus, I guess, would I say campus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of got this sense of calm and peace, and it's so unique. And it, like I said, it's special. It's special because they have many different things on this campus. They have a lake, which obviously the water feature brings calm and peace to your life. They have farming. They have crops. They have goats, baby goats. They have sheep. They have a whole conference center for you to do retreats. And they have a catering system that's kosher. And they have all different types of places to have events around. They're going to be redoing their barn. They have a high ropes course. They have pools. It's so cool. So this used to be Camp Milldale, right?
Yes. Well, the campus portion of it was Camp Milldale. Pearlstone had a retreat center since 2001, and just a couple of years ago, when Camp Milldale went over to the JCC to be housed, the Associated, who is the Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore, and they are our parent company, we're an agency of the Associated, and so they own the land and gave the land to Pearlstone.
Okay. I love that. It's such a great place to be. Eve, how long have you been with Pearlstone?
So I'm still in my first year, although I've been in hospitality for nearly 25 years.
Wow.
And it feels like maybe the whole culmination of my life has been to this minute, because Pearlstone is a perfect match for all of the things that really matter. Coming to a place to really experience something deeper, to grow as an individual or an organization, and to do that surrounded by beauty and the nature that really is a part of everything we do at Pearlstone.
I mean, Pearlstone, really, they teach through motivating, joyous, and hands-on experiences, the environment that Pearlstone creates and the programming that is offered. Offer fosters, you know, memorable spiritual experiences and ignites vibrant Jewish life. Even though this is a kosher facility, how do you feel about incorporating other religions into Pearlstone? And if so, how does that happen? I mean, is anybody welcome to come to Pearlstone?
So loving warmth is one of the top three things that we really embrace at Pearlstone and permeate all that we do. And that extends to everyone who comes to our door. We're very privileged to say that really only about 40% of the group that's come to us are strictly there because they are a Jewish organization looking for kosher or kashrut food. Everyone else who comes, from the five times a year when we have silent Buddhist meditative experiences on our campus, to the Baha'i groups, to the Christian retreats, to all those family days that come throughout the year, we really are a place that embraces everyone and makes everyone feel like they have a place with us.
It really is a special, unique place because you have something so unique in the summer that I loved. You have something called Gramp Camp. Can you tell people about Gramp Camp?
Gramp Camp. This was the first year, and thanks so much to the Jewish Grandparents Network for helping us out with this amazing grant. It gave grandparents and grandchildren, no parents allowed, for a 24-hour retreat. Grandparents and grandchildren came together to bond and share stories and learn from each other. There were storytelling workshops. There was cooking competitions where the grandchildren and the grandparents worked together to create a farm-to-table meal that got judged. There was swimming. There was singing. And the back of the t-shirt said, "What happens at Gram Camp stays at Gram Camp." Oh. Because, come on, parents, who else is going to okay a cookie sandwich for breakfast?
Right. That's so fun. I love this. 180 acres of the most incredibly beautiful land on Mount Gilead Road. I loved coming there and snuggling the baby goats. Tell people about the baby goats.
Well, there are many different animals out on our farms that people get to really get up and close and personal with. Chickens. In fact, the eggs that we serve in the morning come from our own chickens. And wow. People are really surprised how cuddly chickens can be. And then we have sheep that are actually quite sheepish. But our baby goats love to romp and jump and run up to people for snuggles, cuddles, amazing photo opportunities. Can you imagine your selfie with a baby goat?
I have one and I love it. I look at it often.
They're like puppies. They just want to be scratched under the chin and behind the ears. The greatest is when Baltimore City Public Schools will come and visit, and children from the city that don't get a chance to see farm animals get very nervous when they see the pupils of the goat's eyes because they're rectangular versus circles. And they're like, "That's scary, that's scary." I'm like, "Come on, let's just pet them together."
Yeah.
Let's hold hands, pet them together. And at the end, they're like puppies.
I know, it's so sweet.
Oh, you loved the spotted one.
I loved the one that looked like a cow.
Yes.
The black and white one.
We called it a gal.
A gal?
Isn't that what you named it?
I don't know.
It was like a goat cow, you called it.
Yeah,
a gal. But actually, his name was Lenny, and he was so sweet.
That's right, Lenny, a gal. That's right, my little goat cow. I loved that little guy.
And they're getting bigger.
And he's gotten bigger.
Yes.
So you get to have people come and watch the sheep get little sheep cuts and all sorts of stuff. We'll talk about that, you know, coming up. But another aspect that I loved when I came onto campus was, Rachel, you and I took a little walk and we picked strawberries. And I have to say, everybody, they were the best strawberries I have ever had. You just pluck them right there. You don't even need to wash them. Just eat them right there.
You're
amazing.
You don't need to wash them because they are certified USDA organic. And as far as I'm told, they are the only certified USDA organic you pick strawberries in the state of Maryland.
Wow.
And because of that, they're only really plentiful and available for about 2 weeks during the month of May every year.
Right.
So leading up to it, it's like, okay, everybody, strawberries are coming. Sign up for my text alerts. I'm going to text you. And then I'm like, all right, I'm texting you guys. I hope I don't bug you. Strawberries aren't here just yet. And then they come and they're like, they're here. They're here. Go get the strawberries. You have 2 weeks. That's it. And like, they were like, they were huge and juicy and delicious, and it was so
bright red. I mean, just really, like, if you want to think of a perfect strawberry, you have to go to Pearlstone and pick them in May. I better get a text message, lady, because I'm coming in May to pick some strawberries.
Well, I'm going to have a place on the website where you too and everybody listening can sign up for text alerts, but of course I will secretly DM you. I'll slide into those DMs
DMs.
Strawberries. They're ready.
PearlstoneCenter.org. Just make sure you save that in your phone or something because you're going to want to check this out. Other things that you offer, and I want to just stay on this planting thing for 1 second. You offer blueberries, right?
Not yet.
Not yet. Soon. That's coming. Right. Okay. That's coming. And grapes are going to come too, possibly.
So you are talking about wonderful new things that Pearlstone has just planted
yes.
this year. So I love that you already know about them. Yes, strawberries are up and running, and they're a great way for people who have never been out on our campus to come experience us for the first time. So we invite everybody to go to that website and sign up so that in May they can come. We also will be growing our own blueberries and those grapes you talked about, two different varietals, so that in 5 years,
wow.
we're going to be positioned to be able to have some lucky people at Pearlstone bottle their own wine.
That's amazing.
And those are just a few of the crops that we have. All of the salad greens, broccoli,
yes.
carrots, radishes, beets, lots and lots of those kinds of vegetables that we serve every day to all of the groups that come in, come right off our farm.
So you're very farm to table. And the great thing is when you guys talk about this whole thing, when you let's you know, stay with maybe the lettuce. You plant lettuce, the lettuce grows, you pick the lettuce, right? But you don't plant the lettuce in the same spot. Why?
Well, We have these amazing farmer land stewards that have taught us that in order to remain USDA organic and not have to put pesticides on things, you move, you rotate your crops so that it confuses all of the little bugs and weevils from coming. Wow. So where last year, 2 years ago, strawberries, this past year was onions. Because the same little vole and weevil that loves a strawberry is not going to like an onion.
They're not.
No.
Yeah.
So it's not a new technique. It's just a really smart technique.
Wow.
And don't forget kale.
Kale? You've got kale. You've got a couple of different kinds of lettuce, right?
Many different kinds of different greens that we use. Our kale is unbelievable. There's so many different ways that our executive chef and her team then prepare those foods right. So that people are really experiencing the fresh and bright fruit coming straight off of the farm. And her recipes are really walking us through a way to revisit what is kosher, what is farm to fork, what is healthy in these fresh, new, exciting ways. So over and over again, our guests are talking about some really memorable foods we make. For example, we had a 18th anniversary celebration just a couple weeks ago, and we had green gazpacho.
Wow.
That everybody was raving about and asking us for the recipe.
Wow. That is so different. That's what I love about Pearlstone. Pearlstone gives you farm-to-table foods. They give you different areas to hold different events, mitzvahs, weddings, celebrations of any kind. You can come from all across the country and have different retreats, yoga retreats, meditation retreats, any kind of retreat that you need to have. Team building is great to have at Pearlstone because you have all different kinds of activities for these people.
And we have over 230 beds, so people don't realize the size of the retreat center. We can sit over 200 in our dining room. We have three different kinds of accommodations, from rooms that look like hotels to rooms that look like eco cabins.
Yes, those cabins are quite interesting. And you have different celebrations coming up. I'm going to talk about that next. We're going to take a short break. Maryland Viewpoints will continue after this.
If you have uninsured auto fines you owe to the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, please listen. The Fine Fix program can help eliminate 80% of your fines. 80%. Through a partnership between the MVA and Maryland Auto, Fine Fix helps Maryland drivers get rid of their uninsured auto fines, get back in good standing, and get the insurance they need. To see if you are eligible, visit finefix.maryland.gov. The Fine Fix program ends soon, so don't wait. Visit finefix.maryland.gov.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little one at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Childproofing your home, childproofing your yard, childproofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks. I am talking with Eve Walkhouse, Deputy Director, and Rachel Moses, Director of Marketing for the Pearlstone Center, located on Mount Gilead Road in Reisterstown, Maryland, nestled on 180 acres of beautiful land, offering all different kinds of retreats and celebrations that you can have there and different activities for the entire family, really.
Oh, yes.
The entire family, all ages can enjoy Pearlstone.
Oh, and do. We have so many different programs that can happen out on our campuses or different organizations that book their family events or their corporate events with us and use the campus. Those great pavilions, those great amenities like the lakes and the pools and the high rope courses. There really is something for everybody.
So the high ropes course is kind of new, right?
It is brand spanking new. We just opened. It is a three-story challenge by choice high ropes course. So nobody's going to tease you if you're like me and you can only do the bottom row. My 11-year-old can do the second level. My crazy husband goes all the way up to the third level and jumps down. Well, I say jump. It is more of a rappelling down with 30 feet. And it is amazing and beautiful. And it just opened this past March. And it is open right now for retreat groups. It's open to the general public starting again in the spring, and okay. we'll probably have some Groupon offers.
Wonderful. Love some Groupon offers. And they offer camps during the summer, which is wonderful. And basically just year-round events can be held at Pearlstone, one of which is the Family Farm Festival Harvest, October 20th from 1 to 4. $25 per car, right? So you're just charging per car.
Per car.
Stuff the people in the car.
Stuff the people
right?
in the car. Yes. In a safe way. But stuff the people in the car. 30 at the door. High ropes adventure course is included. So you can get a chance to go on these high ropes during this particular event. Tell us more.
That's a great reason why you should go online and register now, because you need to book your time for the High Ropes Adventure Course and you oh. don't want to miss out.
Right.
So that $25 is not only a great deal now rather than the at-door price, but it gives you an opportunity to go online and book those times so that the people in your car who want to experience it can get themselves scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Other things happening. We are giving the sheep their annual wool cuts.
Wool cuts, yes.
Yes, we bring in a professional sheep shearer, and the shearer, along with one of our farmers, shears the sheep, and everybody gets to watch, and everybody gets to touch. And the sheep, literally just this week, for the very first time, let me, like, pet it. It's finally not as sheepish as they were. Like, one of them, one of the three, let me pet them. And then aww. when you're done shearing the sheep, they look so skinny and like clean and adorable. And I mean, not, they're so fluffy and adorable now. Come see them both ways.
So what do you do with the wool?
We send it out and it gets turned into yarn that we sell at our gift shop. Would you believe the Pearlstone gift shop is an amazing way to get eco-friendly presents for people. We have a beautiful farmer named Perry, and she makes all of our goat's milk soap.
I have some of your goat's milk soap, and it smells good, and it feels great.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. The goat's milk comes from our goats. The scents from that goes into the soap come from our farm, and Perry makes it right on campus. And if you stay in one of our rooms, you get a small little sample size that we hope you love and then want to buy at our gift shop.
And you get a bamboo toothbrush.
That's right. And those scents are things like lemongrass and lavender and rosemary, just part of the wonderful produce and herbs that we grow on campus. And that's what's infused in those soaps. Some other things you can do at the Farm Festival include archery. Totally fun to be able to experience with your family.
So cool.
And zip lines. We have several different zip lines on our campus, and it's a great way to just feel that breeze and that invigoration, but also to cheer each other on. One of the things we really value at Pearlstone is a community building time. And yeah. So how much fun would that be? How better it is for the whole community when we're all at the bottom of the zip line celebrating everybody's success.
It's beautiful. And you have snacks in the sukkah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Sukkot is coming up, and we have three large sukkahs at Pearlstone. One is a program sukkah, one's in the middle of the farm, and that's where the snacks are going to be. So you just walk right through the farm, and you're in the middle of this beautiful area having delightful snacks.
If there are people that are not Jewish, and I know that there are a lot of people that love to learn about other cultures and religions, if they come to the Family Farm Festival Harvest, is there somebody on site in those sukkahs that will explain and maybe educate a little bit on this wonderful holiday that the Jewish people get to partake in?
Absolutely. Our programming staff is brilliant, well-educated, and very well-versed in being able to explain to the most knowledgeable as well as the least knowledgeable, and make it in a way that nobody feels bad. They're brilliant, and we will be glad to help share the knowledge of Sukkot.
It's a real inclusive community at Pearlstone.
Yeah, and there are many global issues that are not just Jewish issues, but issues for everyone that we really embrace as important modern values that we all share, like our sustainability efforts, our environmental efforts. Those aren't specific to any one religion or peoples, and they're something we care very strongly about at Pearlstone and use opportunities like our family farm festivals to really make sure that we're educating about ways we can come together.
So Pearlstone and Neighborhood Sun have partnered up to make sure every Marylander has an opportunity to get clean energy powering their home, and each subscription through the special page provides a donation to Pearlstone. So it doesn't matter if you rent, lease, or own your home, you can take advantage of community solar if you pay a utility bill. Tell me more about that.
So this is so different than how I understood solar energy in the past. This is an opportunity not to have solar panels installed in your home. You don't need to own a home and have this up on your roof. It doesn't cost you anything to sign up. These are fields where the solar panels will be that are giving you the benefit of that solar energy as a reduction in your household bills.
Wow.
And so a partnership between both Neighborhood Solar and Pearlstone give everybody who has a BGE bill an opportunity to do better for the environment and see a savings on their bill.
That is so different and interesting. Where can people find out more about that? Can they go to pearlstonecenter.org?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, pearlstonecenter.org, under the About Us section is a sustainability area. And you click on sustainability and pretty much the first thing you see is about Neighborhood Sun. Also on our homepage, it's there.
Okay. Do you offer cooking classes? Do you offer any of that?
If you would like to come and learn to cook, we can grab our chef and find a way to make a program happen for you. So we will offer, let's say, a party of 10 wants to come and learn how to cook. We'll figure out a way to make that happen. If your party of 10 or more would like to have a farm-to-face experience, mm-hmm. Eve likes to say farm-to-fork, but, you know.
Well, that's because I'm a foodie, so it's all about eating for
me. Me too, Eve. Right? I'm right there with you, girl. I love to eat.
And I'm just, you know, let's roll up our sleeves and shove it in our faces.
Shove it in the face. There we
right?
go.
Right? And so we can arrange it where you can pick your food and prep your food, and then our cooks will cook your food for you, and then you can eat the food. You can also have team building opportunities that are a little lower, like low ropes, or we can do natural crafts like tie dyeing or making lip balm. The things that we can do with you and your group at Pearlstone will make your experience very, very memorable.
It's amazing. And you just put in 2 electric vehicle charging stations to allow guests with electric cars to charge up while visiting. That's important to mention because a lot of people nowadays have electric cars and sometimes they're scared to go places far out because they're afraid they're going to break down, but not at Pearlstone.
No.
You won't break down at Pearlstone.
No, in fact, you will be recharged while you're here as part of a
retreat.
In so
many ways.
Literally. And so for lots of people who are coming from multi-day conferences, if they're here for a leadership retreat or their national organization is having its meeting with us, we do lots of those annual meetings at Pearlstone, people should feel very comfortable bringing their electric vehicles with them and know that they'll be able to charge while they're on campus.
Okay, day and overnight camps, school field trips, Sunday outdoor education, Eco Village homeschool, adult survival and mentoring classes, holiday retreats, family programs like this Family Farm Festival Harvest, October 20th from 1 to 4, $25 per car in advance, $30 at the door. We all suggest go to pearlstonecenter.org and register. And that way you can reserve your time for the high ropes course, watch the sheep get their wool cuts, do some archery, do some zip lining, take a look at this beautiful campus while you're up in the air and feeling the breeze, farm activities, learn about Sukkot and have some snacks in the sukkah, and be sure to come back in May and pick some strawberries. They're going to have blueberries coming up in the future. Got to wait 5 years for that wine, but it's worth the wait because I'm telling you, I walked the campus and it's amazing. It's amazing. Eve Wackhouse, Rachel Moses, thank you so much, Pearlstone Center. It's a special place.
Thank you so much for having us. Delighted to be here, and we look forward to welcoming everybody either for our Family Farm Festival or for their upcoming meetings. Please go to our website to learn more.
PearlstoneCenter.org, Facebook at Pearlstone Center, 410-500-5417. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Meredith.
This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.